Hey there, awesome listeners. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. Ever find yourself in a pickle, feeling like you're drowning in self-criticism? You know, those moments when your inner critic throws a party and invites everyone you ever messed up with to join the fun. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving into a powerful Stoic tool that can help us weather those storms. Practicing self-compassion. Think of this like putting on your emotional armor, but instead of steel plating, it's forged from understanding and kindness towards yourself. Because let's be real, sometimes life throws curveballs, and when we hit those bumps in the road, our first instinct is often to beat ourselves up. But hold on a second. Isn't it time we treated ourselves with the same grace and understanding we'd offer to a friend going through a tough time? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become your own best friend when things get rough. 1. Recognize your humanness. The first step towards self-compassion is accepting that you're human and humans make mistakes. We trip, we stumble, we sometimes say the wrong thing or take a wrong turn. It's part of the package. Instead of letting those missteps define you, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Think about it like this. Would you berate your best friend for making a mistake? Probably not. So why are you so harsh on yourself? 2. Practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts start swirling around, take a moment to step back and observe them without judgment. It's like watching a storm from the shore, fascinating but ultimately safe from getting caught in it. Mindfulness helps us create space between our thoughts and our reactions, allowing us to respond with more clarity and compassion. 3. Reframe your inner critic. We all have that inner voice that can be pretty harsh at times. But what if we could reframe those negative messages into something more supportive? Instead of saying, I'm so stupid for messing that up, try this as a learning opportunity. Or instead of, I'll never get this right, consider, I'm willing to keep trying and see where I end up. It's all about shifting your perspective. 4. Offer yourself kindness. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one. Would you tell a friend they are not good enough? Of course not. So why would you say those things to yourself? A little self-care goes a long way. Take a walk, read a book, listen to your favorite music. Anything that helps you recharge and feel good about yourself. 5. Remember, you're not alone. Everyone struggles sometimes. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly helpful. Talk to friends, family, or even join a support group. Sharing your experiences can help you feel less isolated and more supported. Now, let me tell you about a time when I really put self-compassion into practice. Remember that big presentation I was stressing about last week? Well, right before I went on stage, I completely blanked. My mind went blank, and my heart started racing. But instead of letting panic take over, I took a deep breath and reminded myself, Avery, this is just a learning opportunity. Even the most experienced speakers stumble sometimes. I focused on connecting with the audience and sharing my message authentically. And guess what? It turned out okay. I didn't deliver a perfect presentation, but I learned something valuable about handling pressure and being kind to myself in the process. So, remember folks, practicing self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up. It's about recognizing your humanity, treating yourself with kindness, and learning from your experiences. It's like wearing that emotional armor protects you from getting knocked down by negativity and helps you rise stronger. Next time you find yourself in a challenging situation, take a moment to pause, breathe, and offer yourself some love and kindness. You deserve it. And don't forget to share your thoughts with us. What are your best self-compassion strategies? We'd love to hear them. Until next time, keep growing, keep learning, and keep being awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.